Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 15, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FTX announces increase in accounts using FTX API. North America-based financial data exchange, FTX, has announced that 76 million consumer accounts are currently leveraging its FTX API for open finance data sharing. SUSEP accredits first customer order processing society, SPOC. SUSEP has accredited California 2C, Corretora de Seguros SA as a customer order processing company, SPOC. Within the scope of Open Insurance, OPIN. FedNow launches user group for collaboration. The Federal Reserve Financial Services, FRFS, has announced the establishment of a FedNow user group for financial institutions and their service providers. Banco BPI and Personetics launch Pulsu. Banco BPI and Personetics have unveiled Pulsu, an application designed to help SMB owners manage their enterprises. Go cardless to acquire Nuapay. UK-based bank payment company Go Cardless has announced its agreement to acquire Nuapay, with the transaction being subject to regulatory approvals. Riksbank advocates measures for an improved payment system. Fariges Riksbank has advocated for a series of measures aimed at improving the safety, efficiency and accessibility of the Swedish payment system. 123 Transporter selects DIMOCO Payments as a payment provider. 123 Transporter has partnered with DIMOCO Payments, a payment service provider for scale-ups, to enhance and streamline their payment processes. Worldline Italia to partner with Cassa Centrale Group. Payment service provider Worldline Italia has announced that Cassa Centrale Group is pursuing negotiations for a long-term collaboration in the acquiring landscape. IBANly taps SumSub's verification platform. Canada-based fintech specializing in cross-border payments IBANly has chosen SumSub for identity verification, AML screening, KYC, and KYB checks. EBA Day 2024, calling early-stage startups to showcase products. The 19th edition of EBA Day, the largest annual European event for payments and transaction banking, will return on 18th to 19th of June 2024 at CCL in Lisbon, Portugal. MPE 2024. AI-driven misinformation and consumer education in fraud. In an exclusive interview at Merchant Payments Ecosystem 2024, trust and safety architect at SIFT Brittany Allen spokes with Finextra on new challenges in the fraud space, and how the spread of misinformation on social media is a major concern with AI-driven technology. Swedish Central Bank calls for legislation to protect cash. Even as cash usage continues to fall in Sweden, legislation is needed to ensure that people can pay with notes and coins, says the central bank governor. Worldline closes in on deal with Italy's Cassa Centrale Group. Italian banking group Cassa Centrale has entered into exclusive negotiations with Worldline for a long-term payments partnership. SAP launches open payments framework with leading PSPs. SAP has launched an open payments framework for merchants to tap into numerous third-party payment service providers with just a few clicks, including the likes of Stripe, Adyen, WorldPay and Airwallex. Nordic Capital to invest in One Inc. Nordic Capital, one of the most active and experienced investors in technology and payments globally, today announced that it will join Great Hill Partners, a private equity firm that invests in high-growth, disruptive companies, as an investor in One Inc., The company, a digital payments platform specializing in modernizing the insurance industry in North America. Great Hill Partners invested in One Inc. in 2020 and will retain an equal stake to Nordic Capital alongside a significant continuing investment from the company's current management team. KPMG forms AI innovation boosting partnership with Databricks. KPMG UK has formed a strategic alliance with Databricks, a leader in data and artificial intelligence. The alliance will help the firm's clients get the most out of their data and AI and empower them to innovate at a faster pace. Shift partners with Payferal. Australia-based credit and payment platforms provider Shift has partnered with payments orchestration platform Payferal. Chime offers in-app tax filing. US-based fintech Chime has expanded access to its free in-app tax filing pilot program to more members. Sellpoint Digital partners with La Company. Sellpoint Digital has partnered with La Company, a France-based airline, to help the latter optimize its payment processes, lower transaction costs, and provide flexible payment options. Elavon partners with BMO. US-based payment processor Elavon has partnered with BMO to provide a payment solutions platform to the bank's clients. Vipps MobilePay launches new version of the app. Norway-based Vipps MobilePay has announced the launch of a new version of the MobilePay app to its Danish users, aiming to provide cross-border payments in the Nordics. Canary Technologies partners with Adyen. US-based hospitality software solutions provider Canary Technologies has integrated with Netherlands-based fintech Adyen for hotel payments processing. Silverbird enters special administration. Silverbird, the digital payments platform for international trade, has been confirmed to have gone into special administration by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Go Cardless to buy Nuapay from EML Payments. Go Cardless is creating a full-service bank payments provider through the acquisition of open banking business Nuapay from Australia's EML Payments in a deal worth $32.75 million. Hazy and Unbanks launch ethical synthetic data cooperative. Leading generative AI firm, Hazy, and open banking data ownership platform, Unbanks, announced today the launch of the first ethical data cooperative comprising synthetically generated financial transaction data. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.